This morning, we're bringing you another song written especially for us about the COVID era. It's our series, The Morning Edition Song Project. And today we're talking to Black Violin. They're a classical slash hip hop duo from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, my name is Kev Marcus, one half of Black Violin.
My name is Will Baptiste, the other half of Black Violin.
Kev plays violin, Will plays viola, and these guys go way back. How'd you meet? Let's just start right there.
We met in high school in orchestra class 25 years ago.
Growing up, neither of these guys had a lot of exposure to classical music. Both said their parents were more likely to listen to reggae or calypso. Classical music felt like it was supposed to be for other people, which drew them closer to it. You have said in interviews before that breaking down stereotypes was your main agenda through your music. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. The number one reason I play the violin is because I'm not supposed to. That's how I think of it. You know, I love playing the instrument. I love being able to express myself with another instrument. But just the idea that I do something that people are like, what? You play the violin? You know, I just love it. You know, and I kind of got hooked onto it early with, you know, girlfriends, parents, and just being able to disarm them. Like, yeah, I'm a violin scholarship. Like, you really?
Because what? Because young black guys aren't supposed to play the violin.
Like, not even just young black guys. I'm a young black guy, sagging pants, hip hop listening, civic hatchback driving, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you know, like, I look like I should be playing football or basketball, but instead, you know, I play the violin at a high level. So I felt that I was able to like switch people's perceptions of who I was just by telling them what I did. I didn't even have to play it for them.
Race and challenging assumptions about race is central to what Black Violin does. So we asked them to write a song about where we are as a country after everything that's happened over the past 12 months, from the pandemic to the Black Lives Matter protests to the assault on the U.S. Capitol. The song they came back with is called Time to Shine.
They say time changes everything, and I'm trying to make sense of it all. We're all being tested, killed or arrested.
And it was funny because when you guys asked, I know for me, I wasn't even in a really creative mindset in that way, you know? I really was like, when I heard, I was like, oh, we're going to write a song? Okay, about what? And it's just about, okay, about what we're thinking right now, just sort of a response to everything that's going on. And, you know, for me, as soon as I heard that, I said, silver linings. I was thinking about, like, kind of the good that has come through after all of this.
This is our time to shine. Through all the struggles, we'll survive. Let's make a stand, do all we can, try to hold on.
It's interesting you say that you just weren't in a creative space. I mean, Will, was it the same with you? I mean, we're all living in isolation, quarantined with our families or alone, and watching or participating in all the protests that were happening over the summer. Did that feed your creativity or did it leave you empty?
Being creative is kind of my outlet. So it's my way of kind of like, you know, venting. And, you know, doing the song and going through the process, you know, it's just so much to say. You know, there's a lot going on. So how do we convey this in a way that at the end of it, people feel inspired? People feel like, okay, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
So many people we've lost, and it seems like our nation is too. Where do we go from here? When all the trust is gone.
Being in that space is always something I welcome. But I think thinking and processing the last year and what's happening still this year, it becomes, you almost feel like your hands are tied. Like what do? You know, you just feel like, you feel helpless.
What difference has it made to you to not have an audience, that platform that you had to talk to people about whatever it is you wanted to say through your music?
Yeah, I think that that's one of the things I miss the most, is just being able to perform for a live audience and be able to heal together, you know? It's the biggest difference. I mean, this virtual stuff is cool, but when we finish the song and don't hear the applause, it just, you know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
And I don't think us as artists, we realize how collaborative it really was until you take the audience away from us. You know, we're able to truly have a conversation. You know, we're able to talk to, you know, thousands of people in an artistic way and be able to, you know, like I said, like heal.
Well, you say in the beginning of the song, I'm trying to make sense of it all. And lots of us are, right? And President Biden's election may have been a repudiation of some of the divisiveness of the Trump years. But there's still a lot of evidence that the country isn't ready to move on. I mean, how do you, as artists, absorb that and then try to focus on the light?
Man, it's a hard road. It's a long road. I mean, it's more divisive. It seems like it's more divisive, but it's really just you know, more transparent. You know, and as bad as it is, if these things didn't happen, how would we have known that there's this internal cancer within ourselves, you know what I mean? The cut that's been there, you know, you put a band-aid over it, but unless you rip it apart and expose what it is, I mean, how are you going to fix it? How are you going to address it? You know, we have to do the work. We have to do the work.
How do our people move on? This is our time to shine.
The song is called Time to Shine, written by Black Violin, and we've been talking with Kev Marcus, and we'll be of Black Violin. You guys, thank you so much for this song and for talking to me about it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.